good music, beautiful music, good yiddin. Baruch Hashem, here we are. And before I let Rabbi Rubinstein take over, I just want to say something real quick that I heard last night from Rabbi Arush Shlita in Eretz Yisrael. He said something about Meron. Obviously, we have no clue why anything happened, what happened, why. But he said one thing we can take out of it is to love every Jew even more. And to not only that, but daven for every Jew. And he said you should take a half hour every day to daven for Klal Yisrael. 1 half hour. It's a long time. You know, it's a long time. But he said at least 15 minutes you should, for sure should do. Daven for Klal Yisrael, daven for every Yid, and, you know, to come closer, to have a tzlacha, to have, you know, whatever they need, refuahs, yeshuas, tzlacha, everything. Daven for Yidden to have a tzlacha and everything in their lives. And, you know, it's one beautiful thing I thought. And one more little quick thing is, I think it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch somewhere. Before you take 3 steps back, I mean, before you go into the Shemona Esrei, you take 3 steps back, and you I think the Sfardim do this, maybe, I don't know, they look around and they think, Ahafo Lerecha Kamocha. They think, I love, you know, they think, before you go into the Shemona Esrei, you're thinking, I love every Jew. And that's when Hashem really wants to accept your tefillahs, when you know there's achlus amongst Klal Yisrael. That being said, it's Shem HaShadol, look out for each other and love each other. And without further ado, Rabbi Rubinstein.
First of all, I wanted to say that we're very excited to have a Yisrael in the neighborhood recently. Baruch Hashem, it's a very big acquisition for Woodmere, Eish Kodesh. This is the first of such gatherings. I want to wish a Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabayis, that Shir Mechadish the home, not just with Neguni Simcha, but with Bracha and Hatzlacha and Naches and Lechol Toiv. Amen. We still asked me to share a few words. I was thinking to myself, it's certainly appropriate to, what the Bissell said, to come together, Kleinsholz, being Margish, such a great star, what happened in Meiron. But I was starting to think about the timing. Of such a get-together like this, for Shira, this time of the Omer. And it occurred to me that if we delve a little bit deeper into this week of Sira Sa'omer, what it represents, we know that each one of the Ushbizin corresponds to a Sira. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David, and correspond to the spheres of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzachot, Yisod, Malchus. And this week is the week of the sphere of Yisod, which corresponds to Yosef at Tzadik. And not only is it the week of Yisod, but this coming Shabbos, already we're on Erev Shabbos, will be the Yisod Shebi Yisod. It's the Yisod Shebi Yisod. And we know that Erev Shabbos itself, the 6 days of the week, correspond to the 6 Sfiros, Shabbos being the 7th, which is the Malchus. So it's already Friday, it's Thursday night. It's also the Sphere of Yisod, it's Yosef. And it's a lot of Yosefs, a lot of Yisods, which are coming together regarding the week, regarding the day, regarding the spheres, regarding the Baal Menagin. The question is, what's the relevance of Shira V'Zimra to the Midah of Yisod, to what it represents, to the Tzadik of Yosef? So just one thought on this Inyan. Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful Torah. In Tinyana, in Simas Amach Beis, many songs have been written about this. that when Yaakov told the brothers to go to Yosef, to what he thought was Tzofnas Paneach, he said to him, Kechu mizimras ha'aretz b'kleichem. Take from the vegetation, from the fruits, out of the fields, and put them in your kelim, and take it to Tzofnas Paneach in return. Rabbi Nachman says such a beautiful thing. He says, Zimras is a remez to Zimra, to a nigun. And he says, take from the nigunim of Eretz Yisrael and bring it to Tzofnas Paneach. It's a very deep message. Of course, beyond which we can understand from the tzaddik, just on our level, to be able to comprehend and to take some type of a lekach. What does it mean, nigunim from Eretz Yisrael? Why dafka to Yosef with Tzofnas Paneach? But on one level, the pshat is that we know that the nigunim, the world of nigun, is the world of David HaMelech. It's the world which represents the tachlis. It's the world of Shabbos. It's the nigunim of Shabbos. Tachlis ma'aseh shemayim v'aretz. But Shabbos has a way of hespashtus, of going beyond its borders and reaching out and beyond. And when the Shira and the Zimra of Shabbos is able to reach Friday, the Sphere of Yesod, that Hespashtus, that Chesed that the Malchus does, or Isachetz of the Mashiach that he does for Erev Shabbos Kodesh, to blend into Erev Shabbos. This is the world of Kabbalah Shabbos. And there's something which is so sweet about the davening Friday night, about Kabbalah Shabbos, where the world of David HaMelech goes out into the world of Yosef HaTzadik, beyond its gvul. Anybody who's ever had a time of Shabbos Kodesh and the Shir Zim of Shabbos knows that Friday night davening is able to take a person to the highest heights. If there's ever a time on Shabbos which was more miyuchad for the Shir and Zimra, ironically, it's Friday night with Lechadoidi and with the Zmiris of David HaMelech, Lechun Niranin Al Hashem. We invite the Shabbos Malchusa to come sing with us. We say, Lechun Niranin Al Hashem, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sing Shir of Zimra. And we bring that into the Sada, which is Bachot, into the world of Yosef. What that represents for us is that Yosef was in the decrepit society of Mitzrayim, and he was in a gullus kimat his whole life. And even when he became Melech, it didn't get any better, it got worse for him, because now he had to be the king of the Eretz Ha'aretz. It wasn't easier. And the message of Kechu Mizimras Ha'aretz that Yaakov said to bring from the Peros, from the Zimras, from the Shira of Eretz Yisrael, to bring it to Yosef, was to say to him that you're almost there. And he was, because Yaakov and the brothers were about to come to Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Mitzrayim, and then it was going to be game over, and then Tzofnas would become Yosef. And then he'd be ba'achdus with the brothers, and they live a land, in the land of Goshen, of 17 years with Yaakov and Tzadik, which was Me'ina L'mabo'a, Chazal said. And the message of Nigun from Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael in the stage which we're in now, in this 5,000th year, which is within the 6,000th year, the Yesod is so close to that Shvi'ish of Shabbos of Me'in Olam Haba. What Nigun of Eretz Yisrael mean for us is that we're a tired nation. We've been worn out from tragedies and persecutions, and there's something about a Nigun of Eretz Yisrael which gives us a taste of the Tachlis. The taste of Shabbos on Friday afternoon, after a whole week of working hard and avodas Hashem and being mekabel the gullus and saying komal rachmal tav of it, the taste of that tachlis is what gives us the koyach to be able to continue, because it's on our lips already. And when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim after being persecuted for so many years, and they came to the Yamsuf, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them a gift called Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shir of the Yam, which was a taste of Shavuos, which was a taste of Matan Torah, just a Torah Me'achayim Zachu, to give them life again. As Yasher Mikan Remez Atchias HaMesim in HaTorah, of which Chazal say in the Medrash Pliya, Ma'ra Hayam Shenikra Arona Shal Yosef Ra. Vayikach Moshe Es Atmos Yosef Imai. That's the introduction to Kriyas Yamsuf, but it's the Zimra to give a struggling nation who believes in the greater good and the Tachlis, a taste of what's to come, to make us, give us the strength to cross the finish line and to get to Eretz Yisrael, which is where the Nigunim are coming from. In gatherings like this, I'm hearing beautiful nigunim from Rav Yosef, which is mamish nigunim from Eretz Yisrael, of cheshek, of tachlis, of kurva, of tshuva, which arouses the heart closest to Hashem. It's not just coming together to have a good time, it's a taste of the nechama. In times like this, where Klai Yisrael is looking for nechama, it's a taste of shavuos, it's a taste of that me'ina l'mabah, which gives us the koyach to continue. It gives us a koyach to continue stronger. To build up that Yosef and to be mechazik from the nigunim of David HaMelech from Shabbos Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael, we should be zeicha. And in the same way that the nigunim here tonight are like cold water on a hot summer day to arouse our spirits to be mechazik us in Eretz Shabbos Kodesh in this man where Yosef and Yosef is wild, we should be zeicha that this home should have a Chanukah, and we should be zeicha to the Chanukah Sabbai Sadov and Bishlem, which will come to Shech Tukain and Amen.